All right. So this is let's do the mumble intro. Let's do the mumble intro again. We just chit-chat.
I love how
we chit-chat, and then even though I'm teasing it now, we chit-chat, mm-hmm. and then I'll intro the pod just at some point. You know what I mean? At some point. But so you don't even know, let's just set the stage here. Like the audience right now, they don't even know what this podcast is. They're like, I'm just hearing guys casually chatting, and that's what's going on. But Tula, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. It's funny. You just got back from New York after being there for what, like a month? And I was there for 4 days, and I felt like I was there for 4 years. That's what it felt like.
New York beat the absolute shit out of me. I mean, I don't even know how else to say it. I'm from New York. I live in Los Angeles, which some of you guys don't know that because you don't even know what this podcast is. So you don't know who I am. Well, it hasn't been properly introed. Mm-hmm. So you don't know. They don't even know who I am, who you are, really. Even if they're regular listeners, which, you know, which many people are. But no, as everybody knows, it's just worth explaining again. I went to New York to do Cow Live Show, right? You know, me and Ziggler do a show. Defend the title against a woman because I was trying to give back to this, you know, progressive climate.
Yeah.
And there's also like, I'll go see do Thanksgiving with my family because
I couldn't do it
with them last year because it was COVID. And by the way, it's still COVID.
Yeah.
And that's the point, which is then I literally Thanksgiving morning get a text from Shabs being like, yo, I just tested positive for COVID. Then I go get tested on the walk from my hotel to the Long Island Railroad, get a positive test on Thanksgiving Day morning. You can only just laugh, you know? And then the woman is like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then I'll never forget it. Like walking out of a clinic in the middle of the city with all of your luggage when your plan was to go home to Long Island, and then you literally cannot. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, all right, I guess fuck it. I'll just get on a plane to go to back to LA. And then you're like, oh no, that I legally can't do. You know what I mean?
What is going? Yeah, it's crazy. It's like a war zone, dude.
Yeah, you're like, look, I'm fortunate enough where I have the resources to like handle it, right? I mean, even for me, it's not that easy. Like, you know. Well, you gotta stay in a hotel for like 10 nights. It's a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or something. Well, holy shit! You imagine if like if someone has nowhere to go or blah blah blah. You know what I mean? Just nuts.
It's like escape New York, right? Like I mean, you have it crazier because LA is also LA is also a war zone right now, right? I think the LAPD.
In LA? I just got back here. But my point was that I got COVID. Just to sum it up, I will go back to New York, LA being the war zone I was talking about. I'm in LA, then I get diagnosed with COVID. I'm in a hotel. Yeah. Then I come back out of a hotel. Can't go to a gym. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just like doing push ups on a filthy rug in Long Island. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, all right, I'll stay here. You know, I got my friend's holiday party. I'll stick through that. I'll go see the tree, you know what I mean? And I do all that, and you're like, wow, this is exhausting. You know what I mean? Like New York, it like beats the crap out of you. You guys went to Dynamite, and you're like, yo, meet us at Dynamite. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I would love to meet you guys at Dynamite. How do I, if I do that, I might die. Like, if I go to Dynamite and then meet my friend in Queens, like, you know what I mean?
Bro.
After.
It's crazy. New York, like, you're just in quicksand, man. It's just pulling you down. And the whole time, you're just trying to...
The weather's beating the living shit out of me. It's just like rolling a wheelie bag and then it just starts raining on you and it's freezing. Plus, then it just gets hot out of nowhere. That's the other thing. It gets hot out of nowhere. And then you're wearing 40 layers. You know what I mean?
Insane. So many layers.
Oh man,
dude! It's
but the thing is, I'll say one thing: it's kind of corny, kind of cheesy. But the truly, the you know, something about the beauty of Long Island, New York is really like everyone is on that subway. You know what I mean? Like you really are like mixed with everyone in a way that is fucking gorgeous. You know what I mean? Like you're just like when you're like there's late nights where you're on the subway and you're like there's like these schmancy people going to the fucking opera. They're headed up to like Lincoln Center with some guys just shitting in a bag. You know what I mean? They're in the same transport. You know what I mean? There's just always something beautiful. You know what I mean?
Subway is, I think the New York subway system is the craziest place in the world.
Too low. Keep talking about that for a second because I got to check something at my front door.
Okay.
I'm hearing a knock and I'm not, listen, I already got
you expecting company?
Three in
are
the
you
morning.
Expecting, you're
I
not
went
expecting
to the gym
company.
A couple hours later. I just went right to the gym. My body's killing me. No, I'm not expecting company. So if I don't come back,
normal procedure, wouldn't normal procedure to just let them knock it out and then just let them go away?
I feel like delivery of some sort. Let me see.
Okay, go for it. Go check it out. I'll keep it rolling. I don't know why I'm clearing, but now we're talking all this COVID. I feel like I'm speaking COVID into existence. New York is crazy, man. They just put the mask mandate back on for starting today for another month. And I like got out of there. I'm just praying. I'm like, don't get COVID. 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 I did not want to come back here and have COVID, but it's like a real thing over there. Like it's crazy. Now it went from being something that what a miserable way to start a podcast. But I mean, this is the stuff we got to talk about. Now it went from something that like, you didn't really know anybody had to like, now, you know, people that have it. I mean, Dan got it twice for Christ's sakes. It's crazy. I hope he's alive. I hope he just didn't get murdered. I hope this isn't like one of those crazy like movies. But yeah, and now we're back. And we're back home. It feels good to be back in Texas. I'm going to see Hamilton Wednesday. I messed up. I thought Winter is Coming was going to be in Austin, but it's actually in Dallas, so definitely not going to that. But I will go be I am going to see Hamilton, and I'm pumped. But yeah, man, it's exhausting. I drove so, if anybody's from Long Island, they know I went from Wantagh, which is southern Long Island, to Bayville, which is northern Long Island, to Riverhead, to Long Island Aquarium, saw some sharks, which is so far eastern Long Island. Wow. Is it a title?
Yeah.
It looks like a, what is that? What is
do
that?
Do I need to edit this or did you entertain the folks?
No, I think I just made everybody more miserable, so it's fine.
All right, so keep it going. This is a package I've been waiting for 2 days. That my neighbor came
it?
By and was like, this is in front of my house. it's a computer.
It looks like a type.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so.
But we're back, man.
We're back, baby. But what were we just talking about? We were talking about, oh, shit.
Long Island and how it beat the shit out of us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So then I landed. I took a red eye. My flight left at like 10 p.m. So I get in at like 1 a.m. L.A. time. Yeah. I come in, get back to my place, settle in, go to bed by 3 a.m. Then alarm hits 7 a.m. And I'm like, yo, I got to get to the gym. Because it's like, I've been off. And you know, people listen to this podcast know like, you know, being yoked is like, you know, something that's very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a sickness. Because I'm unable to just spectate. I can't just watch wrestling. Be a little, you know, doughy. Enjoy the nachos, whatever's at concession. No, I got to look like the guys in the ring.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I went to the gym and then, God, I'm destroyed. I'm due for COVID number three, I think. I'm due for round three, baby.
Have you got the booster?
No, because I was going, you want to hear something?
I think we need the booster now.
Nothing's funny about, by the way, nothing funny about any of this shit, but it's funny to me. But you can't.
Have you got the booster?
I'm a survivor, you know? I mean, I was going to get the booster, and my mom's like, don't get the booster because you're going to be sick for your show. You'll come here, I'll make you an appointment for the booster.
Oh, Jesus.
And then they probably got it at the show. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, yeah. Whatever. Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. I'm Dan Black, the funniest podcast in the motherfucking universe. If you turn off my podcast, you know what happens. The consequences are quite dire. I will fucking kill you.
Cement shoes will throw you into the sleep with the fishes. We'll send a bulletproof vest back to all your homies with a fish in it. That says that you're sleeping with the fishes.
What's a Brazilian? Is it Brazilian necktie where like they cut open your neck, pull your tongue through your neck? You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay,
I'm gonna do that, bro. Anyway, this got violent fast. That's Nick Tulo, the Supermark, at Tiptoe with Tulo.
Yeah, that's right.
Here, ready to talk to you guys about A lot of things, all things wrestling. A lot to say. A lot has happened since I was here. By the way, this episode's coming out late because I was traveling, as you can see. But baby, baby, I always find time for you, little sexy babies. I went from saying I'm gonna kill you to say you're sexy babies.
Yeah, I mean,
you
that's
know what I mean. What are we even doing anymore? You know. Balance.
Yeah.
Balance. But Tulo's here, and I'm glad he is because he's been texting me, and we had a lot to say. Also, you were boots on the ground for Dynamite last week.
Correct. And Rampage.
And Rampage, which I don't know how you pulled off seeing both of those. You know, how did you pull off seeing both of those shows?
A lot of wrestling, let me tell you.
Because they happen right after the one another. Did Tony Khan come out between the both?
Oh, he sure did.
Yeah,
he called
it
a historic night of Rampage. Yeah,
I love he comes.
All right, everybody.
He announced
you guys
the whole
want to announce
right?
that we're having an historic card of Rampage. Really excited for you guys to see it. You excited?
Wait, is your Tony Khan impression Jimmy Stewart?
Dude, he's such a mark, that guy. It's amazing. Oh, wow. What flavor is that?
Back in the saddle with some fucking lime does.
Yo, do you know, so Seth Rogen has a podcast, and he has a LaCroix sponsorship. And
hey, you know what?
Oh, good for you.
That's how I feel about you, Seth Rogen. What?
Great podcast, by the way. Story time, Seth Rogen. But yeah, he has a LaCroix sponsorship, and he like talks about how his editor has to.
Are you sure that's on an Adam Cole podcast?
No, he has to edit out the popping of the cans because he's constantly doing it. And I was like, well, on our podcast, we actually enhance it.
That's way too professional. I don't appreciate that. I don't. Yeah. Fuck that, Seth Rogen, bro. Get on my level, Seth Rogen. Oh my god, I've been watching. I watched all of Eastbound and Down when I was in quarantine.
Damn, bro.
Oh, my
What's God. It like quarantining in a hotel room? That's got to suck ass, God. Huh?
It was terrible. It was definitely terrible. You get used to it. I'd say Thursday when I had a really great – it's weird. I had a really great Thanksgiving morning.
Mm.
I was in the city. I was watching the parade from a window, so I wasn't, like, exposing people. Don't worry. I did tons of exposing people to COVID.
See you on the window.
That was me on the window. It was on an angle, so it was like kind of like one of these, you know. you know, you're like, you know what I mean?
Wow, they're going sleepy.
Like, what am I even doing? You know what I mean? Just like I don't need to see this. I put it on the TV. You know what I mean? I was like, anyway. So I had a great morning, and then cut to a couple hours later, and I'm just. It sets in that, like, my Thanksgiving is going to be in this hotel room. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, this is fucking terrible. And then I really learned nothing from that, I'll be honest. I took away nothing from that. I did watch so much wrestling, though, when I was in there. And we recorded a Dynamite on there. That was a good time when I was in Quar. But anyway, let's talk about patreon.com/comedianswrestling, by the way. Get access to bonus episodes, our bonus content. I'm gonna have an episode, a post Dynamite episode. I might record it Thursday morning or Wednesday night. I'll figure it out now that I'm back. A lot to say over there, but so support the podcast. As you see, we do this grassroots. As you see that, like, you know, sometimes it gets difficult, but we still persevere. We still find the time for you, baby. So. Because we love
it's even hard to record a fucking podcast nowadays.
What?
It's hard to record a podcast nowadays.
Oh my god!
You know, enter COVID protocol in podcasting. You know,
I know it was like, and I brought that microphone, and I was like,
yeah,
I had that microphone that sounded like absolute shit. But I would do tests. It's just so fucking. I would do a test of it, and the test sounded good. So it just like made no sense. And then I was told that microphone was good by the person who gave it to me. Like, this microphone's good. It's smaller. It's more compact for me to travel. You can't win. What do I got to, you know, I cannot win. But I listen back, and I sound like I'm literally, like up in space with fucking Bezos. You know what I mean? And
in a penis-shaped fucking
in the penis
spaceship.
Rocket. The Amazon penis rocket. And anyway, they strapped the cock rocket to me. And
You are the champ. You are the champ.
Wait. So we do. There is so much to talk about. Where do you even? I mean, I think we have to be. Wait, what were you going to say? Speaking of you can.
Well, speaking of you being the champ, I mean, I think I sent it to you, but I saw someone comment on you being becoming champion, saying they wanted the title shot next. I don't know if you know, but the creator and founder of Tiger Driver, King Christian.
I saw that. Who is that?
He's Christian. He's one of the more popular
Christian
wrestling creator content creators, I would say, out there. They have Tiger Driver. It's a very popular brand. I own a bunch of their merchandise.
Well, here's how I feel.
Saying
about
he wants
good
it.
Good for you.
Well, listen, he wants it. I mean, what does this guy look like? I mean, can we be honest? Is it even
worth I mean, he's in the gym. He's putting up weight. He's a big dude, man.
He's a big guy. Dude.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately for him right now, I'm only wrestling. I'm taking challenges from women because I'm a feminist.
Oh.
So
you're still doing that.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's going to be tough for him. But maybe if he's got something to say, maybe he wants to come on the pod and we can talk it out. You know what I mean?
Maybe I'll put him in touch. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe I'll put him in touch. Maybe we'll see what it is. But in the meantime, I mean, I think that...
I mean, there's only one place to start.
I think there's one... I think we got to go. Nick Tulo's favorite wrestler.
In a language that everybody here can easily understand.
My fucking God. Yo.
Wow.
You're a piece of shit. You're gonna play this trash right now? This fucking circle jerk trash song that we have to listen to every week and bow down to this old, like, C-plus version of a man that once was the best wrestler in the world and is no more, that he comes out and he thinks he can just roll into Long Island, New York and start talking trash about the Islanders. Let me tell you something. If that is your guy, if your guy needs to get cheap fucking pop by trolling the audience and thinking, playing MJS music and then talking trash about the team that plays in the arena, if that's your guy, if that's your guy,
he is one of my guys, by the way.
Wow. I mean.
What do you want me to do? Remove him from the
what
list?
What a shit. What a piece of shit. I mean, this guy.
Yeah.
He.
Nick Tulo, huge Islanders head. People just got to know that. Okay. Nick Tulo is a huge Islanders fan.
I mean, I want to be honest. I said to Phil, because I went with the smooth operator. We went
to
Dynamite.
Pierre Turgeon, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Exclusively.
I said to Phil, I said before we got into UBS, I said, you know what, Phil? I said, smooth operator. I said, I'm going to cheer for MJF tonight. I said, I feel like that's the right thing to do. It feels like he's back home. He deserves the praise. He's killing it. And then this motherfucker came out and trolled the whole entire crowd and did his shit. And he made it even more obvious. CM Punk is fucking CM Trash, okay? He's garbage. This guy, MJF, is going to make him his bitch,
well,
and it's going to be so beautiful.
This is the marquee shit I ever heard, but
I cannot believe how fucking how good this guy thinks
he
is.
Let me ask you, because I'm not
he's like old. He's old.
Yes.
His go-to-sleep is not good. And MJF is going to fucking just run circles around this dude.
Okay, Tulo. Well, you're speaking in terms of your. All right. I love what you're saying. You're marking out for your. But here's what I want to ask you for real.
Yeah.
When you hear CM Punk rip on the Islanders, do you actually get like an actual like it pains you? Like you actually get upset?
Yeah.
That's great.
What a fucking.
Well, that's
but it's so funny because
you're not like playing around.
Why is he
like,
doing that?
Oh, boo! You're like.
Why is he doing? He's
like,
doing.
Yo, this is crossing a line for me. You actually get like, you're like, yo, fuck this guy. Like, you hate
it's
him
just,
now?
It's just trash because he's saying because we're cheering for MJF because he's from Long Island, that makes us bad and that makes more sense because we're Islanders fans. You know, like he's saying because we're Islanders fans, we're dumb. So that makes sense that we would cheer for MJF, which is wrong. Which is wrong. It's just wrong.
Well, here's what I'll say.
And it's cheap heat.
I mean,
and I don't know why he thinks he needs it, but.
I'm an Islanders fan, but just because of the fisherman jersey. But I would say is that the lesser known when the Islanders changed their pretty good logo to this absolute piece of shit logo, but terrible
so
drawing of an old man that everybody hated immediately.
It's a Gordon's fisherman.
And when did they change it? How long did they have that for?
It did not last long.
Like 5 years, I think, probably.
No.
Not even.
I think maybe a season.
I gotta get one of those. Are those hard to get? Yeah. That jersey?
No, they re-released like a bunch of merchandise with it. You could probably not
a
jersey.
Get a Turgeon fisherman. That's what I want. I want to
cost you pretty funny.
I want to
wear. You should wear it the next time. The next time you come out at one of your matches.
77 Pierre Turgeon. 66. Whatever. It's a dual number. That's
77 was Pierre Turgeon.
That's right. Now it's the only Islander I ever knew when I grew up on Long Island. It's just hilarious. Yeah. Now here's the thing. I will say this. There's the peeling off on teams is whatever. For you, you're a huge fan, so that's going to affect you. I understand that. The interesting thing about that night was how heel Long Island was working. Like, everyone in the crowd was all just like, yes, we all agree that Long Island is full of pieces of shit, right? I mean, like, it was literally Long Island was working heel that night. And, like, you came in knowing, oh, I'm going to cheer MJF, which is, like, that's kind of normal. It's like, even when Bret Hart was a heel in Canada, he was a face, right? You know what I mean? This is even way more specific than that. This is Long Island. You know what I'm saying? Oh, there's a Bret shirt. I love that shirt.
Dove.
That's great.
Yeah, but I get it.
So I think it was kind of jarring to me that like everyone understands that Long Island is for shitbags. You know what I mean? Because of MJF, like everyone's willing to jump in on that. Like, I mean, look. I know we all know Long Island has like, you know, we grew up there. You know what I mean? There's definitely some pieces of shit there. You know what I mean? But is the overwhelming assumption by people outside of Long Island is that it's full of shit? You know what I mean? That it's like full of pieces of crap?
I think more than ever. I don't think it was always like that, but in the last 4 years, I would say during, yeah. I mean, you're wearing a red hat, so, I mean, you get it.
I didn't see it.
The place has definitely changed for sure. It has taken a turn for the worse. Well, I mean, I was there for 4 days. I saw a lot of it. And let me tell you something. Oh, boy. They showed their true colors. There was some really nasty shit being said towards wrestlers. It's like unacceptable behavior. But that doesn't take away from the fact that CM Punk is an old piece of shit and that he should fucking go fucking take a walk somewhere else right now. You know?
You know what's so interesting about that is that, I mean, I have so much to say about this. So I saw that. Look, no excuse for anyone to scream out hate slurs and shit. I saw that.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrible. My brain immediately went to, like, being like, you know, what do you expect from the Long Islanders? Like, they're trying to, like, partake in the show, but they don't know how. They don't know any other way than to just go as mean and as jugular as possible. You know what I mean? It's like part of the busting balls culture is that there's no fucking boundaries. You know what I mean? And I'm like, well, I'm not excusing it, but I'm saying it's like that they come from a place less of hate, just of like provocative shock and awe. Like this is where Howard Stern came from. You know what I mean? So it's almost this weird thing where it's like people start taking, there goes the soundboard. People start taking heel shit coming from people just who think that's comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As like, oh, wow, they actually are like hate groups. Do you know what I'm saying?
Dude.
But there's no excuse for it. But do you understand what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, there's people who like think that's funny. They just think that like they actually don't have hate in their hearts, but they legit think that's what comedy is. Like that's how you participate at a show.
That
you know what
is,
I mean?
That is 8 out of 10 Long Islanders, yes.
Right. So I think it's more like I'm not excusing it. I'm saying it's kind of like I think what was more going on there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then like people who are like KKK members. You know what I'm saying? These are like garbage men, like union workers who think this is what comedy is. Like I was so here's the deal. I went to
2021. They just haven't gotten it yet.
I went to a diner when I was in when I was in New York, and the guy who ran I was with a lady, you know, and I'm sitting there and we're at the diner, and like the guy who was like cooking the food was coming over and just making all these jokes, and he thinks he's like funny. But everything he said was, like, technically offensive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and he has no idea. Like, he has no
idea.
It's
his homemade Italian food, not like that Chinese shit that would give you COVID. That's what, like, people say, and they think it's okay to say. Like, it's, like, something, like, you hear, like, all the time, you know? Like, and they just think it's normal. They think it's normal.
Oh, my God. You want to hear a quick story, by the way, that happened to me yesterday?
Yeah.
So I was at the airport flying back to LA, right? And so I get to the – I'm going through security. And I guess I booked my ticket as Dan Black instead of Daniel, okay? Which I've never, ever done before. And I think it was probably like auto-filled, you know what I mean? But my license says Daniel, right? So I'm checking in, and the guy's like, why does it say Dan? Your name's Daniel. And I was like, oh, well, I don't know. Like, you know, most people call me Dan, but I guess my legal name is Daniel, you know? And he's like, yeah, I got to call my manager over. Like, this never happened to me ever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The manager guy comes over, right? Older guy, you know, and this is JFK Airport, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I was there, too.
Okay, so the guy's like, he's like, he goes, well, you got any, I mean, Daniel, Dan, those are different names. That's not, that Dan is not Daniel. It's like, okay. And then the guy who called him over was just kind of doing his job. He's like, oh, just so you know, boss, like, he's not being hostile or anything. Like, you know, he literally said that. He's like, he's not being hostile or anything. I just was doing the check. Because I think he felt bad because he's like, maybe I shouldn't have escalated this because this guy's being a dick, right? Right. So the guy goes, he's like, well, what pieces of ID you got that say Dan on it? I was like, well, like, my union name is Dan Black, like my SAG name. He's like, you got a SAG card? I was like, no, I don't have one on me, you know? And he's like, do you have anything that says Dan? I was like, no, everything says Daniel. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm like, but I can show you my internet, like my login to SAG that will have that. Like, this is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, hey, on the internet, you can look like you're the president of the United States. I don't want to see anything on the
internet.
Here
we go.
Right?
Here we go. Yeah. Thanks for clarifying that.
Right?
Yeah, we know. Oh, I know, okay. Man.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I tell you, I'm not the, you know, and then he goes, I'm not the president. He's like, hey, listen, you'd be better than this president. It's the worst president we've ever had.
Oh,
this is the guy says to me, right? So I'm like trying to get in the airplane. So then I go, he was the worst president we've ever had. And I was like, I know, right? Like, where is this guy? Is he even? I immediately just go in on Biden.
You have that hat on?
Yeah. I wasn't wearing the red hat, the Ziegler hat. I wasn't wearing it. I go, like, he's not even here. He's like, yeah, tell me about it. The guy's fucking terrible. You know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, I mean, this guy's not doing a good job at all. You know
can't fame it up, bro. You can't fame it up.
By the way, I have a witness to this, dude, by the way. So
you can't fame it up.
I can't fame anti-Biden. Right? And then he goes like, all right, bro, you go through. He let me go through because he thinks I was a Trump guy. You know what I'm saying? I got on the plane. He goes, all right, whatever. I can do it because it's your first name. You know what I mean?
Man. Holy
but
fuck.
Like, yo, first off, I got to say, it was a moment where I was like, If I wasn't a white-facing person, I don't know if I was getting through that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Not.
To be honest. I know it's very charged. But after, and I was like, because I look like a guy who could believably be like with anti-Trump like that. Bro.
Anti-Trump.
It was so aggressive. This guy's not fit to be like working at our airports. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, why is he bringing politics into this? You know what I mean? Out of nowhere?
Mm-hmm. Because he's in New York. This is what New Yorkers feel they could do. They just talk about whatever the fuck they want.
Was wild. Now, that being said, it was a shock to me to see the MJF. First off, I'm literally watching this in Plainview. Okay?
Yeah.
My parents live in Plainview, Long Island. You know what I mean?
You really had that, like, you had all of your chakras lined up for Markdom.
Right, and they cut the vignette where he's in the fucking Ferrari or whatever, and then he gets out and he's had his old track wearing his jacket, and, you know, he's like, we're better than you than we know it, and I'm like, this is crazy. This is, like, nuts that Long Island's getting this kind of pop like this.
Mm-hmm.
His identity is so wrapped up in being from Plainview, Long Island, which is, look, is a beautiful, like, nice place and blah, 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 but, like, it's so specific, right?
Yeah.
Like, no one knows shit about Long Island. Like, Brock on SmackDown is talking about, like, I'm from Canada. Like, I live in Canada. Like, yes, the whole country of Canada. You know what I mean? Like, they mention Saskatchewan, but they're not like, here I am at Saskatchewan High School. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's pretty fucking funny to me. And then I don't know. I think it was just a trip to see Long Island be treated like that. But yeah, MJF definitely got a hero's welcome. It was definitely a good fucking time there. The Punk promo in general, though, to cut to it, I gotta say, I did think this was a genuinely lame promo by CM Punk. I'm gonna go in on Punk right now with you.
And all right, let's go.
Part of this might be me just being all in with MJF or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But here's a couple things about Punk. I don't give a shit that he's old, by the way. You're going to knock him for being old. I don't knock guys for being old. But here's what I'll say is you look old, but look like you're trying. He looks like shit, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, he's like a handsome guy. He looks fine. Like, I don't mean his like face and stuff and his body. He's in fine shape. But he's coming to the ring. He's wearing like these baggy-ass jeans.
Mm-hmm.
You know my beef with sneakers, like with like just like old geriatric fucking New Balances. When it's like, don't be kicking people in sneakers. I'm like, put on boots or like some kind of shoe that has some kind of authority to it. You know what I'm saying? Even a Chuck is kind of like flat. It could be better, but I fucking hate those Vans. Everybody wears those Vans. I hate those. Those look like shit, in my opinion. You know? And is wearing a sweatshirt. He doesn't look menacing, scary at all. He looks like a guy who's there to collect a paycheck. You know? It's my deep Punk.
His lamest line, and it came after Shut the Fuck Up Chance, was, there ain't a man in this place that would fight me. I'm like, bro, shut up. Like, get out of here. I don't know what he was trying to accomplish. I think he was a little taken back. I think he was a little taken back by what was happening. But he brought it on himself. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out and where this goes and how it is from city to city now, you know?
So I was talking about just his look, okay? So the look was a little bit like, it's just like MJF looks like a million bucks. He was tanned up the fucking wazoo. He's like gear. I get that your thing is you kind of dress down, but to me it's just it's small touches there. Because Ziggler wears the exact same outfit sometimes, like a zip-up hoodie and jeans. But he's rocking skinny jeans that are tight. You know what I mean? Like there's a finesse to what he's doing. The sleeves are cut off on his shirts. You know what I mean? There's something going on there, right? His hair always looks like.
I would go as far to say is that Punk's giving off like a I don't give a fuck.
Yes, but not I don't give a fuck. It's an apathetic feel over like I don't give a fuck as a gimmick, because his thing is he cares a lot. He's wearing a shirt that he had kayfabe printed with the four pillars on it with MJF out there. So he cares a lot. So I mean he should be in there fired up and being like, yo, give me more matches because I can't wait to beat the shit out of this guy. There's a little bit of some of that's of his charm because he is a punk rock kind of a guy, and some of that will rub you the wrong way. But for me, there's a little rough around the edges. So much sports cheap heat in that promo.
Yeah.
Now, it worked on Tulo, but for me, it was just like so much Islander shit. Now, I like the knock that the Islanders haven't won a game in there. That's fun. That's a very good fact. If they said that
Update they have. And also another update real quick, a little just quick off the top. The arena is fucking gorgeous. We'll get into that.
It looked great on TV, the arena, the UBS
gorgeous
arena.
Gorgeous. Perfect arena.
So I love that. It looks very cool. It's like kind of rectangular, kind of. It looks like not a circle. Or not like.
It's gorgeous.
It's not rounded, which I always dig.
Perfect. Great place for wrestling.
Looks great. It was too much of that. Then like, yo, talking about your dog is so fucking lame. Like, that whole Larry the dog thing, come on, it sucks.
Neutered. Oh, man. He really just didn't say anything that was all that effective, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's like, listen, we know we care about dogs, right? But unless you're going to be fucking John Wicking it up, where, like, this dog is real sentimental to you and you want to sell me that, then you just seem like a guy who's, like, being like, I don't have kids, but I like my dog a lot. And listen, I'm a guy without kids and with dogs that I care a lot about. But it's just a little bit like, oh, Larry, it's ironically detached. So I thought this promo was just kind of fine. I loved that being said, I like them opening up with promos more, selling feuds. I know it's like kind of anti what they do at AEW, but I think it helps the show be more of a television show, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I like it personally. And then I also, I'm into this feud. You know, I mean, I'm still into this feud. But MJF, if you want to give Punk credit, MJF is looking really good in this feud.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So I dig that. All right,
I'm also very much into the Dante Martin, and that work was really nice too. And I'm interested to see what that match is going to be like next week too. So
Dante Martin, MJF next week. Next week's a pretty. Well, that's actually this week, but this Wednesday, the Dynamite is pretty huge. It's got the
massive.
Page. It's Hell Freezes Over tour or whatever.
Winter's coming. The Winter War Games Extravaganz.
Yes, Paige Danielson for the title. And then you have Dante Martin versus MJF for the ring, which I think MJF's going to win. Just keep winning it.
Sheeta versus Deeb, too.
Yeah, Sheeta, Serena Deeb, which has been – I'm not, like, crazy into it. But that being said – oh, shit, I was supposed to be Christine on here to talk about the pole dancing. I'll have to do that next week. That being said, they've done a nice job of building up that feud, and it doesn't have a title involved. And that's something that AEW is doing very well. I want to, for time, move off of this.
Yes.
And I want to jump to Gargano and Kyle O'Reilly. So, we haven't talked about this at all yet. But Johnny Gargano, officially free agent. His merch is up on PWT. Also, I've read that he turned down multiple WWE offers, with a decline to sign. I don't know if Kyle O'Reilly got offered to stay. I didn't see anything about that, but it's possible. I don't particularly care about the logistics. But Gargano seems to be officially headed out of NXT and out of the WWE universe, and probably headed for AEW. Seems like kind of a no-brainer guy to sign. Kyle O'Reilly is also a guy they're going to sign, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Their roster is very bloated at this point, AEW. I mean, bloated is, I guess, too strong of a word, because they do have places for these guys to wrestle, but they got a substantial roster now. It's like AEW, you know, it is interesting. Now every time someone comes in, you start going like, oh, all right, another person. It's a different feel.
I think it's completely official now, especially with all this stuff that happened with ROH too, is that like this is a new era of professional wrestling where there's going to be wrestlers that are signed to AEW. But there's also plenty of opportunity outside of AEW now to where you can mingle around. And just because you're not signed with AEW, like, for instance, I would say Johnny Gargano in this kind of situation might not go to AEW originally, but we might still see him on AEW. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might wrestle a Bryan Danielson or a Sammy Guevara for the TNT, you know, and then that leads to him coming over. So I just think we're in this amazing era of professional wrestling. It's officially here. Like GCW is no joke right now. Huge. The LA, I think blood in LA or whatever it's called is coming up. That's massive. Like, we're in this new era. And I think we're going to see some of the craziest shit we've ever seen right now. 2022 is going to be an incredible year for professional wrestling. Like this is it. Like, it's happening now. There's no stopping it. You know,
How are you feeling about are you getting – where are you at in terms of WWE? Are you getting any bug to watch WWE? Have you seen anything you've been digging at all? Are you just full on in
WWE? I got a good example. I have a good example for it.
Because I have a thought on this.
I was hanging out with a lady friend last night, and she was
– good for you. Literally, the soundboard fell to the floor, and I never picked it up, so I have to do that. Geez,
she was going home, and she – came over in a t-shirt, but it got cold. It got cold. So I was like, let me get you a sweatshirt. And I'm like, all right, well, possibly I may not see this sweatshirt ever again, right? You know, you never know how things happen.
Going well.
You know, I'm just saying, you never know. Or like, if she ends up holding on to it for a while, I don't want it to be one that I like.
Yeah.
I need it to be something I part with. So I go through all my sweatshirts.
Girl, this is just a side note. I was dating a girl who I'd give a sweatshirt to, and she would bring it back every time we hung out cleaned.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Which, that's like almost like the Bronx Tale test, right? It's like if she unlocks the door thing.
Yeah, yep. She leans over and unlocks the door. She brings the sweatshirt back clean. So this is a little test too. But it's funny because she caught on because I was taking a while in the closet. And she's like, what are you looking for to give me one that like you know, you're okay with? It's like when you're like down the line hoodies. I'm like, actually, yeah. You know what sweatshirt I gave her?
Wait, let me guess. It has to be WWE based. It's gonna be a WWE sweatshirt. It's gonna be. You wouldn't give away a Seth Rollins piece of merch. I don't think. I don't think you. I still don't think you would give away a piece of Seth merch, even though how.
No. I don't have a Seth sweatshirt either. It's a hooded sweatshirt with a logo on it.
But weird, because sweatshirts are not big in WWE, really.
I know.
You gave her an Undisputed Era sweatshirt. Is what you.
No, close. That's close. NXT logo sweatshirt.
Just NXT, the brand.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this one. I don't care about this one.
You know what? The thing about NXT is like, that is interesting because NXT as a brand, I don't think will ever be like, it'll be like, yo, I remember the black, like, I don't think it'll ever be like cool again, even in hindsight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
so I think that's actually a good, I think you did a nice play there. I approve of that. Well, I hope you get that sweatshirt back just because it means it worked out with the lady, you know?
Yeah. Which clean, would too. Nice. Hope I get it back clean. That'd be nice.
Now, let me know if she brings it back clean.
100% she will.
Will it be folded? How would she present it?
Maybe in a plastic bag.
That would be nice. That would be nice. It survived the elements. Johnny Gargano. Yeah. So Gargano in AEW. I see. If I'm him, you don't resign with WWE. You have no.
You can't.
You could have no. I saw a thing. It was like 6 of the past 9 NXT champions have been released.
Those stats were wild.
You can't. You really just can't. You have to believe in yourself now, and like look at what Cardona is doing.
Yeah.
And like he's what, the NWA champion now.
He's going after it, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, what
he's doing a great job.
ECW sold out Hammerstein, right? Like, you'd be just a fool to gamble on WWE. And the guy to look at is Cole. Like, if Adam Cole wasn't willing to do it, then probably almost none of these guys should be, right? Like, mm-hmm. The only guy, if I'm looking at NXT right now and I go, like, I'd be like, I feel confident here is like Bron Breakker. You know what I mean? It's probably the only guy because it's like Vince will look at him and immediately understand like that he's marketable because he's a huge, huge guy. He's got the legacy, right? It just seems like he's the guy. So they all gotta like go, you know? So they're all gonna gamble on themselves. So that's gonna be an interesting thing. Now, Gargano, Kyle O'Reilly, he comes in. What do you go for like an Undisputed Era 2.0?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Right. You just bring it all.
Is that what Cole's going to want? Because Cole's clearly going to, they're writing this out. Cole, when Omega comes back, that's going to be, they're going to beef, right?
And that's then what I feel like his own, should happen.
Right. They kind of teased it, right? They had a little moment when Cole was like, I'm leaving. He's like, I was talking to the Bucks, not you.
Yeah.
All very fun stuff.
It's unlimited potential.
Really, really fun. I'm saying if I'm Gargano, what I do is I have him come in and his first match, he wins the TNT title. That's what I do with Gargano.
Imagine Gargano versus Sammy. What a match that would fucking be.
I say bring him in, have him beat Sammy night one, and then you have Gargano on Rampage being like the TNT guy. You know what I mean?
Magic Gargano versus Cole on AEW. Oh my
and
god!
You build up to a Bryan Danielson Gargano feud at some point.
Oh my god!
You know?
He's perfect there.
Yeah. Now, all that being said, Gargano, I do think is a guy. If I'm WWE, I would have tried to keep. Now, I think they did, but I know like it's kind of weird, but. You need Daniel Bryan types. Like, you need, like, underdog guys that have a likability. And, like, mm-hmm. Gargano has a likability that the WWE Universe will sniff out. You know what I mean? And so I think that they I don't see how they – I don't know. He's a guy I would have gambled on if I was them. Even over Ciampa, you know?
I think they did. I just don't – I think he's gambling on himself, so.
Well, there's got to be a certain amount of money that they can give to keep these guys. Do you know what I mean?
But I don't think there is. I don't think they're willing to do that.
WWE's being sold, right? That's what's going on.
These guys just want their shit back, man. They want their freedom to do whatever they want. Gargano wants Twitch. You know, like he'll want this, he'll want that. He wants to travel. He wants to wrestle whoever the fuck he wants. He wants to be Johnny Wrestling.
Brands. They want to feel like they have artistic license and that they have like multiple streams of income. Because what it is like you just get let go with, you know, with a 90-day compete clause and blah, blah, blah.
I mean, it was a legit farewell tour. Like, it's crazy. Like, he's not coming back. Him and Kyle are gone.
Okay. Oh, God. And then isn't Kevin Owens' contract up in January?
Yes. I think something like that. He's gone too.
Kevin Owens, you bring in, and he beats Cowboy Night 1. I know I keep booking this the same way, but if you waste a minute on Kevin Owens, bring him in. Like, that's a great way to really say to WWE, like, yo,
you're
fucking
gonna
take your guy immediately and make him all like amazing right away. But that being said, Kevin Owens had a pretty good WWE run, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, he had a pretty great WWE run. He was the champion for a hot second in a storyline that made no sense, where Triple H just gave him the title and then they did nothing. They had no synergy there. But then he had the Jericho best friends thing. But you could bring him in to feud Jericho immediately, too. Or they do the best friends again, something cool like that. I don't know. There's tons of shit that they could do. But holy shit. Here's what I want to say. I was watching SmackDown. Did you see Drew McIntyre put the sword through the table?
No.
Yo, so I just want to point out that I was watching SmackDown and I was like, okay, a couple of weird things happened. First off, I thought a lot of stuff happened and I was like, you know what? This is really fun. Okay. As I said, I was having a lot of fun watching SmackDown, I want to say, this week. Okay. Because first off, Heyman, first off, said that Jews run Hollywood in his opening segment, which I was like, yo, Heyman, come on, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. But anyway, Heyman comes out. He's doing his thing. Brock comes out. It's full-on Farmer Brock. Sami Zayn has, like, two enhancement talents that are, like, male nurses next to him. They're both, like, clearly, like, you know, development guys. They're jacked. They're two, like, huge jacked nurses. You know what I mean? Like, I always will pop for the WWE nostalgic, like, you know, like they're fun opening segments, and I hadn't watched one in a bit, and so I was having fun with it, just seeing Brock go nuts. It was a good time. It was interesting that Brock was saying he's Canadian, which was like so funny. Like, my thought in my head was like, you have to say you're from another country to get babyface heat now. Like, you can't just be. It used to be just wave an American flag, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you say I'm Canadian, then you're a baby, you know. But Sami Zayn is so fun. I really enjoy Sami Zayn's work, you know. But listen, McIntyre put a sword through a table, and
Xavier got a new crown, right?
Xavier had a new crown. It was a lot of pageantry. Sheamus has like his new like. You know, he has his like fight night intro, and it's like he's got the neon that was up. That was cool. I was saying there's a lot of very. I was actually enjoying SmackDown this week. Now it's interesting because I don't care about it in the same way that I'm into like AEW right now. You know what I mean? And I won't have the passion for it then same way right now. But I was liking a lot of the shit that I was seeing on SmackDown. It made me have an itch for going into Rumble season, getting out of the road. I was like, all right. They could possibly win me back here. So I don't know. I'm interested to see if we start leveling out. If we start getting
the
place.
What did we used to call? What did we call it? The Roman? It's the road to Roman Reigns. What we used to call it? Or Roman Reigns season? It's getting.
Oh yeah, it's rain season.
It's rain season, I mean, now, right?
We're already getting.
It's been
Brock
rain.
First
I mean,
it's Brock Reigns.
I mean,
on January 1st.
Is that what's happening?
It's happening
on New Year's
Day.
Yeah,
it's day one. It's a new pay-per-view. It's a New Year's Eve pay-per-view. We're seeing Brock Reigns again. This feud's been going on for like 8 years. And not because they like hate each other. It's just like those are the only guys they've built up.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. all right. So we got to jump into more shit. Jeff Hardy gets released by WWE for clearly having like a relapse. And on a live show, and it seems to me that his whole thing was he was like, no, I'm fine, it's had a bad night, and they're like, no, you need to go into treatment, you know. I think he refused it, right?
I think he refused the treatment that they wanted to give him, and that's what it was. I'm not really sure, but
yeah,
man, you know, it's crazy. It's I guess all we can say really is that he goes and gets whatever help he needs. I mean, he got a lot of support from everybody. I think he's got a whole industry behind him. So I think he's been doing this a bit too long. I think he needs to take a break, like, and take care of himself. That's the most important
thing. Yeah. This is, like, not even really a story, but whatever. I was in the airport after WrestleMania 34 with Jeff Hardy. Uh-huh. And Jeff Hardy was, you could just feel like, such a sweet guy. Like, I took a picture with him. And it was a lot of marks there, a lot of fans there trying to take pictures of him. And then you saw him, like, hiding in the, like, Hudson News, like, just looking around with his hood up. Mm-hmm. Just, like, pretending to shop so he can kind of, like, get a minute, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, then I saw Braun Strowman was in the airport as well. Bray was with me too, but he was like happy go lucky. He was just loving it, taking pictures of everybody, you know? That seems to be his personality or just how he was feeling at the time. But Braun Strowman was sitting facing the window with the hood up, also eating. So like people couldn't like see him too, you know? Like this shit's exhausting for these guys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like this is exhausting. And then if you have also a proclivity towards like addiction, you know? And you know, you could get really run down on that fucking job, you know? So it's nice that WWE is trying to treat him, you know? But anyway.
Yeah, well, I think you have to look at it and have how they handled Moxley and how the Jeff Hardy stuff was handled, you know? So it's like you see a company get behind their guy and support him, you know, and get permission to talk about it and give him the resources that he needs and whatever it is, you know, go take care of yourself. And when you want to come back and you're ready to come back, we're here for you, you know, but that's not what I mean, I'm sure WWE thinks about it in the same way, but you could just see that if he was with like maybe his brother over there and he was getting that kind of support, you know, like I think they would just handle it a little bit differently, but he just needs to take some time off. He's been just doing this for too long, man. I think, and now he's in this WWE culture where he says yes to everything that Vince wanted him to do. And I think he just needs to stop taking bumps, man, for a little bit, you know? And I think he's going to do that. And I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, well wishes to Jeff Hardy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And I wouldn't mind seeing Jeff Hardy hang the boots up, you know, personally, and just be well. He's got like children and I'm sure he's set for life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not my decision to make. I respect whatever he wants to do. But if he had a fucking hell of a run, you know, the way he talks about how he wanted to wrestle Roman Reigns and stuff, this still got some fire in the dude also, you know. And the risks that he takes, you don't do that just to when you're on autopilot, you know. So,
yeah,
you know. All right. Do we even want to talk about the Sammy Guevara Tate Conti thing? It's on my list here, but is there anything to say?
I don't think so.
Yeah, all right.
Congratulations. I mean,
is that a real thing? But is that confirmed or where are we at?
Oh, I don't know. It seems like it is.
All right.
I mean, they look like two people who are perfect for each other. Great abs.
Yeah, right. Well, I hope everyone's doing well in that situation, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So that being said, talking about Sammy Guevara, Cody came out to say he's going to be wrestling for the TBS TNT title against him.
Yep.
Which is a dope rematch. I'm really into that. Cody gets booed. He fakes going through the heel tunnel.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I get why people boo Cody. It's just kind of like a fun thing to do, but he does rule, man. I'm a huge Cody mark. I still love Cody.
Seriously.
Yeah. And like that, like him being in this match immediately gives a nice life into the title, you know?
Yeah, you know.
And he's probably going to let Sammy beat him too, right?
Who knows?
Or he just gets the title and goes heel.
I love it. I think there's just this awesome, like you think you know, but you really don't at the same time. Like it can really go either way. It's either Cody does what you think he'll do, which is give Sammy the rub, but also at the same time might do something a little bit heelish to win the title because he just wants to be champion, you know. And him holding the TNT title kind of raises the stakes of that, I mean, they can really go anywhere with that too. Yeah. So you never know. Who knows?
Well, I'm excited. Is that gonna be on Dynamite this week?
I might.
Is that Winter's Coming?
I'm not really sure, but
me either.
I think it is.
Well, if that's on,
no, it's on Christmas Day. It's on Christmas Day.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm pumped for that. Oh, Christmas Day, that's fun.
Yeah.
Live show on Christmas? They're doing?
No, it's the recording. I think they're moving Rampage to Christmas Day that week.
Last Christmas, I gave you a title shot. Yeah, Malachi missed it.
Oh, it's like out of a horror movie. It felt like it was out of Scream.
Yo, one thing I'd say, I wish he got closer for that miss. It's a little far away from me. I feel like you're going
to get it. We're so judgmental on the misting. Yeah. It's like
the misting's great, though. I love the misting. I love what Malachi's up to.
There's always a plan, you know? Like, you always know he did that for a reason. Then he fucking posts about it, and then it gets you thinking. You're like, this is sick. It felt like a fucking horror movie. It's so cool. It's like the scream that she let out, J-U-L-I-A, J-U-L-I-A, two times, you know?
Yeah. That was dope. I want to talk about Trent, who is the lesser-known Long Islander of the night, you know? But Trent, I just want to say, rolling up with Sue in the van, that will never get old to me.
I know.
That is perfect wrestling comedy.
I know.
A guy showing up, jacked up, with such a serious look on his face.
Yeah.
Like, and get rolling up in the backseat of your mom's van, coming out of the sliding door, kissing your mom. The fact that we know his mom's name is Sue.
Yeah.
It is so fucking good. And it's like WWE does so many jokes. The show is so joke dense. Like, I guess that's generous, like joke dense, but it's a lot of comedic circumstances, right? Like McIntyre putting you're not allowed to bring the sword out to the ring. By the way, McIntyre, I think this was the last SmackDown, came out to the ring and started just swinging the sword at everybody. I was like, what is happening over here? Like, you can't come to the ring fucking threatening to fucking, like, and then the consequence of it was the next week, Adam Pearce was like, hey, the guys at the top, They say you're not allowed to bring the sword down tonight. Tonight. They said, yo, the sword is banned from ringside tonight. Like, it's a fucking sword. It's a fucking broadsword. So then McIntyre's response was to stab it through his desk, you know, like putting his sword in the stone through his desk. You're like, what reality is the show based in? You know? Where, like, just for tonight you're not allowed to bring the sword.
Yeah. We'll readdress this issue next week.
Yeah, like, yo, listen, just for tonight, the sword's banned from ringside. That was so fucking funny.
Got a little too crazy with it last week.
All right, one last thing that I got to get out of here. I got to go see my dogs. I haven't seen my dogs yet. But Adam Scher appears at Final Battle at ROH. Which
it is fucking
very...
turn back time.
New. He shows up to be an EC3 stable, I guess. This is kind of what's going on.
Jacked is EC3. It's crazy.
He's so jacked. Very lean right now. And we love it, don't we, folks? A lean man?
Yeah.
That's how I get through the airport.
Yeah, that ROH show is kind of crazy.
That's crazy, but aren't they stopping doing the show for a while now?
No, so I think – so they use it as a platform to like all that stuff is going to get booked, though. They'll just book it on other promotions and stuff. It'd be dope.
Right. So they're going to keep the ROH stuff going that when they come back, everyone knows, like, these are our guys. These are our talents. So, like, Braun Strowman is an ROH talent now?
I don't know. I don't think ROH. I think he'll be, like, he might show up. They might show that on – bring that to Impact, or they might show up on GCW with it. Like, I think people are forming stuff, like, outside of these promotions now, and they can take it all over the place, you know?
Controlling the narrative, folks.
Precisely. There you go.
Okay. All right, Tulo, anything you wanted to bring up?
UBS Arena is a beautiful place, and Long Island rules, and CM fucking Punk and eat my ass.
All right, I'm going to go see my dog, but also I might throw up. I'm on 3 hours of sleep. I went right to the gym. I lifted very heavy like a complete idiot, and I literally think I'm going to throw up soon. So that's very fun. Things are going well for me. And we'll be back to talk. Winter is coming. But the bonus episode this week will be Winter is Coming Fallout episode, which will be
I probably can record that. Oh, no. I'll be seeing I actually can't record that. I'll be seeing Hamilton on Wednesday. So.
Oh, and now he is helpless. Look into the eyes and the sky is the limit. why do you need to see it? I'll just do it for you here.
Yeah. The all-white cast of Hamilton will be debuting in Austin, Texas. Oh, my God,
white Hamilton. Like you said, the Austin. The At this point, the cast of Hamilton is all white. That was what Shep's was saying that on the bonus up.
Like, who are they going to roll out for the Texas version of Hamilton? The all white cast.
Yeah. I can never be satisfied. Hey. All right, everybody. We love Hamilton.
I remember that night.
I just might forget that night for the rest of my day. I don't know how it goes.
I think you know it.
I don't know that. Okay, everybody. I'm really losing. I'm going to throw up.
I'm willing to wait for it, though. No?
I literally can't remember. Hold on.
I'm willing to wait for it.
Hamilton has some sensitivity climb. Yeah, the funny thing is, so my car for a while would start, every time I turned on the car, it would start Aaron Burr because it was two A's. Yeah. So it was like alphabetically. So every time I would get in my car, I would go 1776. Like every fucking time I got in my car. All right, everybody. Patreon.com/Queens Rest. We'll be talking about winter is coming later on this week. Follow us at COW Podcast. Follow me at Dan Black Attack. Follow Tulo at Tiptoe with Tulo. He's been healing off on MJ on Punk all week.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
As a Pieter Jean Marc. And everybody, somebody get me the old man fisherman Pierre Turgeon jersey, which I don't think he ever wore, right? He was to be well retired by that point. Well, he did?
Might have.
I don't even know who he is.
I think he did.
Could walk by the guy in a crowd. Everybody, cheers up. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses.